For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The Flint water crisis captured national attention about the dangers of lead contamination in public water supplies. Now, nearly 6 years after the problem was first detected, health officials are reporting on the well-being of children in Flint. Jenny LaChance is the associate director of the MSU Hurley Pediatric Public Health Initiative in Flint. I spoke with her about the first State of Flint Kids report, which measures factors such as health, poverty, and education.
We've put a lot of effort into doing things that help our kids recover. So there's been a lot of work around early literacy, health care, quality child care and preschool. And these are things that we know help our kids. We do have the Flint Registry, where people can share how they're doing, share their stories, and get connected to services. We've been enrolling in the Flint Registry a little bit over a year, and there's around 24,000 people who have pre-registered and around 7,000 people who've actually completed the full registration for that. And through that work, I think we will learn how our families, our community members, our children are doing, but we're still fairly early in that.
I'm looking at a fact sheet here, Jenny, that gives a snapshot of some of these things. 98% of children in Flint do have health insurance. There's a positive. More mothers are breastfeeding in Flint, up a significant portion in the last few years. But we're still seeing fairly high poverty rates and access to healthy foods. It's not as good as it really ought to be.
That's true. Flint is still considered a food desert. So there's not access to healthy foods close to our families and kids, and that is one of the areas that we hope changes as our community continues to work together to fix that.
What is the general atmosphere these days in Flint in terms of the way residents and families feel about their health, particularly the water, their sense of that they're being taken care of by their local officials? Are they calmer than they used to be, more anxious? Are they more trusting, distrusting?
You know, I think that's a hard question to say. We have a lot of families and a lot of different people have slightly different experiences. There's still a lot of concern about the water. We're in the midst, towards the end actually, of replacing the lead service lines. So over 9,000 have been replaced already. We have, I think, less than 1,000 left. And so they're hoping that kind of gets done by summer. But while that work is being done, that definitely impacts potential for lead in the water as they're doing that construction and replacement. And people are still concerned. I mean, I think we all are. It's an ongoing concern that we have clean water that's safe to drink in our homes.
Are most people in Flint using the public water system, or are they still on bottled water?
To my knowledge, it's a mix. My mom lives in Flint, so she, I know, actually uses public water. I know of several other people that do not. So I believe it's a mix at this point. They are not providing water in the same way they were a couple of years ago, where there was extensive water being distributed. So it has caused some shift. There's a lot of focus on filters in Flint, so using the right kind of filter for safe water. But some people still prefer to use bottled water.
Who needs to hear this report and be proactive, really, more than reactive?
I would argue that the State of Flint Kids really applies for almost everyone, right? I mean, I think everyone in our own community in Flint, we care. We think it's an issue that is important to others in Michigan. I think that it really brought what happened in Flint, made everyone more aware about the water. That's something that has spread as a concern through Michigan and elsewhere. And I think that the work that we're doing and the solutions we're finding and the ways that we're developing partnerships and moving forward, this is really a model that other communities can use also to address their own problems. They may not have specifically lead and water, but they may have something else. And it's a model for other cities to pattern after.
Jenny LaChance is the associate director of the Flint MSU Hurley Pediatric Public Health Initiative. We've been talking about the first ever State of Flint Kids report. Jenny, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.